Step up to the plate and relive the golden age of baseball. We are so excited to introduce Classic Baseball Broadcast, your future destination to relive in original broadcast format the most iconic games, legendary calls, and timeless moments from baseball history. Whether you're a diehard fan or just discovering the roots of the game, everything you need, because we have a treasure chest of baseball's greatest stories told by the folks who were there. Go ahead and visit ClassicBaseballBroadcast.com today. Sign up for free, and let's keep the spirit of America's pastime alive, one inning at a time. Folks, wondering what happened on July 17th in baseball history? Ty Cobb passes away. The Twins triple up the Sox twice. Gibby reaches 3,000 strikeouts, and DiMaggio's streak is stopped. All that and more on July 17th, this day in baseball history.
Out to the ball game, take me out with the crowd, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack, I don't care.
Folks, welcome
to
Baseball History Daily. And as I say every day, every piece of history starts with the birthday. And for the hundreds of players that were born today, my special birthday calls out goes to Don Kessinger. He was born on July 17th, 1942, in Forest City, Arizona. Kessinger accepted a $25,000 bonus to sign with the University of Mississippi. With Ernie Banks, Glenn Burkitt, and Ron Santo, he gave the Chicago Cubs an all-star infield. Though he led the NL in errors in his first season as a regular in 65, Kessinger quickly established himself as an outstanding fielder, leading all shortstops in putouts 3 in 3 years, assists 4 years, double plays 4 years, and fielding percentage once. He played in 54 straight errorless games in 1969. That was then a record for shortstops. And he started 5 All-Star games, and he was a pesky, reliable hitter with the top average of .274 in 66 and 72. And on July 17th, 1970, he also went 6-for-6 in a 10-inning game. Today's debut, Jim Brewer. Now, he debuted on July 17th, 1960. When I look at these numbers, I always get fascinated. I get them from Baseball Reference. He was the 11,753rd player in Major League Baseball history. Now, he debuted against the Cardinals. He pitched an inning, gave up 2 hits, 1 strikeout, 1 walk, and 3 earned runs. Now, what changed Brewer's career was when a tip from Warren Spahn helped him develop a screwball in 1964. And then he became one of the most successful relievers in the National League. He averaged better than 19 saves a season, which was a big deal back then for the Dodgers, 68 through 73, with a career high of 24 in 1970. In 72, his ERA was a minuscule 1.26, and he averaged an outstanding 4.69 hits per 9 innings. Dodger manager Walter Alston said, "We've had a lot of great relief pitchers, but I've never seen anyone better than Brewer." And as a side note with Brewer, he also had an infamous flare-up with Billy Martin in 1960. He was a fairly even-tempered lefty, but he was a victim of Martin, who was not as even-tempered. And they ended up in a lawsuit because of it. Martin broke Brewer's jaw. Unfortunately, Brewer died at a very young age of 50 in an auto accident. Now, for the normal listeners of the show, this is when I usually tell you that we're going to get to Robin and the history highlights. We don't have Robin this week, so you're going to have to deal with me giving you the history highlights. But I do still have trivia for you. Who is the second position player for the Yankees to win a Golden Glove at a position other than outfield? Answers at the end of the show, but I'm going to give you a few hints along the way. Now, let's talk about those highlights. On July 17th, 1990, the Minnesota Twins become the first team to turn 2 triple plays in one game. Third baseman Gary Gaetti, second baseman Al Newman, and first baseman Kent Herbeck are involved in both triple killings against the Red Sox. The Twins, however, still lose 1-0 at Fenway. I'm going to play you the audio right now of those triple plays.
And a triple play! Go, and Gaetti has one, they got two, and they've got another triple play. Mercy me, Gerald. and Mr. Morgan. The second time the Twins have started a triple play in this game, started by Gaetti, and it's still 1-0 going to the ninth. Holy mackerel.
July 17th, 1974, Bob Gibson of the Cardinals collects his 3,000th career strikeout. Gibson fans Cesar Geronimo of the Reds and becomes only the second major leaguer at the time to reach the milestone. And later, Geronimo is also going to be career victim number 3,000 to Nolan Ryan. I'm going to play the audio of Gibson's record-setting strikeout.
2 men out, the pitch coming, a swing and a miss, he struck him out! And that's 3,000 for Bob Gibson, who gets a standing ovation here at Busch Stadium. Ladies and
gentlemen. Now on July 17th, 1961, Hall of Famer Ty Cobb passes away at the age of 74. He was one of the greatest hitters of all time. The Georgia Peach led the American League in batting 12 times. Cobb also reached the coveted 400 mark 3 times in his career. And when he retired, Cobb held the all-time record for most hits, runs scored, RBIs, and highest career batting average. You want to listen to Cobb? There's a link in the show notes to a great interview that he gave. And finally, on July 17th, 1941, New York Yankee outfielder Joe DiMaggio sees his hitting streak halted at 56 games by two Cleveland Indian pitchers, Al Smith and Jim Bagby. Third baseman Ken Kelder makes two outstanding plays on hot smashes by DiMaggio, robbing the Yankee clipper each time it hits. DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak stands as the longest in Major League history. He went on to hit in 16 straight after this game with the Indians, and he also had a really long streak when he played with the San Francisco Seals of 61 games. Now, you can also listen to a really cool interview that he gave, Legends of Sports. The link is in the show notes for that. And that is July 7th for this day in baseball history. Now, would you like a hint for that trivia question? The Yankees retired his number in 1980. He wore number 32. I always like to say at this point, at some time it's really like the Twilight Zone where you can propel yourself back 30, 50, 60, 70 years to listen to players who actually lived the history. It's not talking heads, it's real time, in the moment, people who live that history, and I think that's what makes it different. And today we got a pretty short list of games that you could check out. But on July 17th, 1969, you can listen to the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Montreal Expos play a game. Of course, you got Stargell Clemente for the Pirates. The Expos at the time was still a very young franchise, but it's a cool listen. And we got a couple of Astro highlights from 1966, including Lee May and Rusty Staub over there at VintageBaseballReflections.com. And it really is, if you like baseball audio, there is no better place to go than VintageBaseballReflections.com. There are, I believe, I could be off a little bit, but there's about 4 months worth of audio that you could check out there if you started playing today to the end. So it's definitely worth checking out. I hope you have some time to do that. Trivia. Before he played in the infield, when he played in the minor leagues, he played most of his time in the outfield. He had a home run in his very first World Series at bat, even though the Yankees did lose that series. The Yankees did retire his number in 1980. His number was 32. And the players, the non-outfielders that won a Golden Glove for the Yankees before him was Bobby Shantz. He did that in 1957. And Bobby Richardson won a Golden Glove in 1961. Who are we talking about? And we're talking about Elston Howard, who won a Golden Glove in 1963 and 64. Maris had one in 1960 in the outfield, and Mantle in 62. And the World Series game that he had a home run in was 1955. If you want to check out Elston Howard, we had 2 great interviews for him from Tops and Sports from the day. It was fantastic interviews, and they're both on baseballreflections.com. Now, tomorrow's show, it's going to feature July 18th. And that's going to be Ty Cobb again, and he collects his 4,000th hit. Frick kind of talks about an asterisk. Cone is perfect. Mays collects his 3,000th, and Mattingly goes yard for his 8th straight game. I just want to thank Horsehair Trivia for the trivia. Fantastic as usual. And I'm going to do a shout out to Robin from Robin Says. I can't wait to get you back on the show. And if you want to check out her stuff, it's at robinsays.com. And I bid adieu until tomorrow. Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed that and I'm glad you stuck around to the end. And I just wanted to credit those audio sources. That all the credits are in the show notes, as well as a link to all the audio libraries. As a quick reminder, the best way to stay connected with us is just to sign up for the daily newsletter. The daily newsletter has trivia, quotes, link to today's podcast, history, and much, much more. Everything is in the show notes. Just click away and enjoy. And I hope to see you at a ballpark real soon.